Liberman Broadcasting, a Spanish-language broadcasting company, has finally pulled the plug on its controversial program José Luis Sin Censura, which translates to José Luis Uncensored. The program, which aired for several years on Spanish-language television stations across the country, had been heavily criticized for allowing gay guests to be subjected to insults, anti-gay slurs, and even physical violence. After years of complaints, Liberman Broadcasting finally canceled the program last week, but only after a huge public outcry led by the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation and the National Hispanic Media Coalition. Richard Ferraro is Vice President of Communications for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.
Jose Luis was, hands down, one of the most violent anti-gay and sexist shows on television, and what we saw was that viewers would not stand for it, networks wouldn't stand for it, and advertisers won't stand for a show that condones and really promotes violence against the LGBT community.
But what was the format? I mean, what did you see when you watched it, and why was it troublesome for so many people?
José Luis often invited gay guests onto the program and had audience members chant anti-gay slurs at the gay guests. Oftentimes, the host of the show would also encourage audience members to run up on stage and attack people who were gay or perceived to be gay. And if you could imagine being a young adult, a young gay adult, watching a program like that, how it must feel. But we're also living in a world where hate crimes against the gay community are rising consistently year after year, and it's because of programs like this that condone and promote violence.
Mm-hmm. And was this program seen widely, or just one part of the country, or all over the country?
José Luis aired during the day in 30 markets across the nation, mm-hmm. and was rated only TV 14. The rating that José Luis had basically told parents that if your child was above the age of 14, it was the content on the show would be safe for your child to watch, when in actuality, it was full of violence. There was also nudity featured on the program pretty consistently.
I see. Now, your organization became involved, I believe, some years ago mm-hmm. after many complaints about this. Could you maybe describe, you know, what action
our
you took and how it led to the show now being canceled?
GLAAD and the National Hispanic Media Coalition filed a complaint with the FCC in early 2011. We also began to contact advertisers of José Luis to let them know about the content in the show and let them know the content that they were supporting financially. Over the course of the past year and a half, advertisers including AT&T and Time Warner Cable have dropped their ads from their show because they didn't want to promote the sexism and the violence and the homophobic content. GLAAD and the National Hispanic Media Coalition also launched a Change.org petition, which thousands of Americans signed, calling on Liberman Broadcasting to take action and to address the content that was on José Luis.
Mm-hmm. So is this show now not being even produced anymore, or is just that it's not being shown in certain places?
Our understanding is that production has stopped on the show, and that it's no longer being aired in the United States.
And what is the response? How are people feeling about having accomplished what you set out to do and stopping a program that was really a very defamatory, very dangerous?
I think it says that viewers, networks, and advertisers really won't stand for such violence against any community, and that homophobia and violence against the gay community does not make for good television. In fact, it makes for unprofitable television.
Richard Ferraro is Vice President of Communication for the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. He was interviewed by WBAI's Jose Santiago.